Someone's asking a question. When the guru leaves this, when once guru leaves this world, how does the disciple again meet that guru when they leave this body? So the same question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, 1966. Disciples were saying, Prabhupada, you tell us that Krishna teaches whatever we're thinking of at the time of death, we'll go there, 8-6 of Gita. Whatever you're thinking of day after day, Sanatana Bhava Bhavita, whatever you're thinking of, that person, that idea, the conception, will take shape in your mind and you'll attain that next life. But we don't think too much of Krishna. We're mostly thinking of you. So where are we going to go when we die? Because we're not thinking of Krishna, we're thinking of you. The Prabhupada said, you'll go where I am. So the disciples said, well, you'll be with Krishna. They go look. So Prabhupada said, yeah, you'll come too. Because you're always thinking of me. So you'll go where I am. So I'll be in Goloka. So you'll go there too. So the same answer the Prabhupada gave, I give to these disciples. And they're always thinking of their guru and carrying out the orders of their guru and performing bhakti bhajan according to the teachings of the Shastra and their guru. When they leave their body, they'll go to their guru. They'll go to the spiritual world and meet their guru in the spiritual body. No problem. That's what Gita, read Gita chapter 8, verse 6. Verse 5 and 6, and so many verses describe that whatever you think of, that's what you attain. So they're thinking of their guru, remember your guru, they'll go to their guru. If he's in the material world, they'll drive in the material world. If he's in the spiritual world, they'll drive in the spiritual world. Because a true disciple, he doesn't care about going back to God, he wants to serve a guru. As Lord Chaitanya taught, I don't care about going to the spiritual world. I just want to serve Krishna. Krishna is the Adi Guru. Guru is representative of the Adi Guru. So you're with Guru, you're with Krishna. You're in the material world, you're with Guru, you're with Krishna. You're in the spiritual world, you're with Guru, you're with Krishna. For the world, there's no material world. Devotee may be in the physically located material world, but his heart and consciousness and reality is spiritual because he's always serving Guru and Krishna. Devotee never thinks of in the material world. He has no interest in the material world. He doesn't think about it, doesn't hear about it, doesn't even see it. If he lives, say Devotee lives in Russia, his walls are full of pictures of Vrindavan. He goes to the room, Radhika, Shavaka, Govindaka, Govardhan, Yuvana, Radhavan, Radhavan, Radhavan. But he's not living in the material world. Wherever he is, he's living in his heart. He or she is living in their consciousness, in their heart, in the spiritual world. So your guru comes back to the material world, you come back and join him. Did you like being with your guru when he was in this world? You say, yeah. So do it more, do it again. Or this time become brahmachari. Next time become brahmachari. It's more intimate. More fun. Being married is no fun. Right?
Right.
It's fun? Jai Jai Shri Radhe Krishna.